For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Yeah, so I think first leadership side on Secret Service. So the Secret Service director, she came out and when asked, are you going to change any plans for the RNC? She goes, no, our plan is solid. And I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe the plan for this was solid because they've done this. They got a lot of reps in planning. What I think the leadership failure was is once a leader puts a plan in place, there's a thing called follow-up. Mm-hmm. Do you follow up with all the moving parts to see if they understand, completely understand, and have rehearsed their roles? And I think there's the key right there. What you saw happen when the former president was shot was you saw an immediate response by the inner perimeter, his personal protection detail, jumping on him. Mm-hmm. Those are individuals that have a lot of reps. You can tell it. Their tempo was high. They took immediate action. There was no pause. Mm-hmm. Those are individuals that are highly trained, a lot of reps, a lot of rehearsals to do just that event. Even Trump himself ducking down behind the barrier. I mean, you could tell these people that tempo was automatic. It was fluid. There wasn't any issues. And I know people are busting on, one of the female agents having a hard time getting her gun away and stuff. That's called emotional flooding. You lose dexterity when you are in fight or flight. You lose a lot of dexterity in what you're doing. So that was sure. Her just in fight or flight. So I'm not even focusing on that. Mm-hmm. So you saw that tempo on the inner circle. Now the shooter be on the outer perimeter where it wasn't Secret Service. It was local law enforcement that had that outer perimeter. So the plan for them probably was solid, like they said, but I think you have a few things in place here. One, with defund the police kind of mentalities, I don't know the staffing levels and whether they have the proper staffing levels. I don't know the training level of those people. And also, my friends that was on one of the other shows with me the other day, a retired Secret Service guy, and I've worked with Secret Service when I was in New York, and I'll talk about that in a second, mm-hmm. how these things generally work. So he said they generally have about a 10 or 15 day lead time where they're going to send out their advance team and do the ground reconnoiter and all that. And so that's around the time period they're going to notify the local law enforcement, hey, we're going to need this many personnel to do the outer perimeter, go. So the local chief, local jurisdiction will take care of, hey, you're all going to be on this outer perimeter. You're going to be doing a protective detail, go. Now, when you're dealing with defund police, you're dealing with a younger generation, not a lot of training because there's not a lot of money for training. And then how many reps and rehearsals did they actually do, mandated do, and followed up doing from the team leader on exactly what to look for and what to do if they heard it? Because we saw a lot of, we've seen this on all the videos. You saw the inner circle, fluid, 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 good comms, fluid, fluid, fluid. Outer perimeter, chaos. Mm-hmm. Chaos happens when there's no reps. Mm-hmm. Chaos happens when there's no rehearsals. So that outer perimeter was in chaos because they didn't have the reps. They didn't have the training. They didn't have the rehearsals they needed to know how to respond to chaos. Because when the first round goes downrange anywhere, fog of war kicks in, you have to go to muscle memory and chaos ensues. And so you have to be able to work through that. And we didn't see that working efficiently at all because I think all these trickle-down effects, you didn't have good follow-up from Secret Service saying, checking on them that you know what exactly you're doing. And then the final piece of this, I think this 20-year-old kid did the most obvious thing in the world. He operated in plain sight. Mm-hmm. That building he shot from was a staging area for the law enforcement. I heard that they couldn't cover the building adequately, so they'll just stage the cops inside. There was cops inside that building when he was crawling on top. And so And so what happens is when you hide in plain, your brain can't wrap around the fact. This is the first time, again, when you have no reps. So if you say we do a thought experiment, as I like to do, say you have a bunch of cops that are doing outer perimeter, that normally they're patrol cops.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, they pull people over in cars, they give out speeding tickets. Do they know exactly what to look for, what to see, and are they empowered to make the calls they need to make to mitigate a threat? And they did have the one cop go up on the roof. He saw somebody, got back down because the guy aimed the gun at him. And why was that? Was it a fear of threat of life or fear because he really didn't know what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Am I authorized to shoot? Am I authorized not to shoot? What am I supposed to do? When I don't know what to do, I'm going to duck.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? That's because there's no reps. There's no rehearsal. So I think that was the major gap here. So it's not necessarily, I think the plan was off, because I think Secret Service puts together fantastic plans. They've been doing it a very long time. I think the execution of the plan is what's starting to fail all over because of all these challenges with law enforcement, defund police, low recruitment rates, low funding for training. All these things, I think, is a factor.
It's almost like in the past, this plan would have worked because there would have been more qualified individuals in those positions. Today, that's just not the case. You can't keep relying on that. I mean, if you're going to make an analogy kind of outside of this situation, it's going I'm expecting a 5-course meal, but we're hiring the guy who is flipping the burgers at McDonald's and then being shocked when you're not getting the gourmet dinner out of it. These are facts, though, that are already known, that people, I mean, certainly I would think the Secret Service would be aware that, hey, you know, the quality of what we're getting out here. I mean, I'm sure all those officers had the best of intent. I do not think there's anything anyone was wanting this to happen or try to happen or let it happen.
Right.
But you only know what you know, and you only have the training that you have. They knew that this was an issue over out in this area, that's a very big point of weakness. Why still rely on people that are not nearly qualified to do those jobs when they're not qualified to do them, especially when we're talking about the security of a former president? Take politics out of it. I don't care if you love the guy, hate the guy, whatever. It's a former president. You can't have somebody being able to shoot at him.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.